With Thanksgiving coming up, what do you think of as the Thanksgiving Day food that defines Wisconsin? Apart from the national standards like turkey and pumpkin pie, is there something that you think of as uniquely Wisconsin? Share your thoughts at the Central Time Facebook page or at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234.
All right, pretty mellow topic, right? Well, here's the weird part. This is controversial all of a sudden. That's thanks to an argument between the New York Times and apparently the entire state of Minnesota. Producer Chris Molina joins us now in the studio. He's really into this story. Chris, welcome back.
Yeah, thank you, Rob. Thank you, Veronica. I am so into this story. I am really excited to talk about it today.
Okay, so set it up here. The New York Times tries to figure out what?
Yeah, so the New York Times puts out this article last week called The United States of Thanksgiving. It's a big kind of interactive piece on their website. And in it, the editors try to find the quintessential Thanksgiving recipe from each state. I've got how they worded it here. They've said, we've scoured the nation for recipes that evoke each of the 50 states. So picking, you know, a recipe from each state to kind of, you know, define what Thanksgiving means to that state. Maybe not like a turkey dish or anything, maybe something a little bit offbeat, but something that kind of, you know, I would say reflects the state's culinary heritage a little bit.
And they crowdsource this, right? They actually ask people, presumably from these states.
Right. They asked some people, I believe it was kind of in their immediate network, you know, hey, what recipe do you think would define Thanksgiving in your state? So they did kind of crowdsource it a little bit, yes.
And?
All right. So Wisconsin, not too crazy. What do we get?
Wisconsin, not too crazy. We got wild rice and mushrooms as a Wisconsin dish. You know, I think that probably is a good selection. However, Minnesotans might have something to say about wild rice being omitted for their state dish, because I know wild rice, you know, both states have really rich wild rice traditions. Minnesotans might say that they have it a little bit more. However, some are saying, hey, we are the number one state in the nation for cranberry production. It's our state fruit, for goodness sakes. Why don't we have a cranberry dish? Well, you know, the argument could be made that that would have been a good pick. I think there were two or three states that got cranberry-based dishes, including
Arizona. Yeah, that's weird.
Right, exactly. I mean, not enough water to water your lawn and, you know.
Let alone a cranberry bog, maybe.
Let alone a cranberry bog, yeah,
right.
So.
Before we get to the really weird part, you can call in. What do you think represents Wisconsin? What would you put on the map for Wisconsin's unique Thanksgiving holiday food? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. Or if you are across the border, one of our neighbors, what food do you want to see for your state? 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And we get to the controversy now. Mm-hmm. Chris, what did the New York Times pick as Minnesota's emblematic dish?
This is absolutely great. The dish that they picked to represent Minnesota and the culinary traditions of the United States is something called grape salad. Right? So, I mean, that was kind of the reaction right there. You know, everyone kind of is the stunned silence for a few minutes. They blink their eyes and they say, what? Grape salad? The backlash to this has been swift and it has been severe. The minutes that the New York Times posted this on their Facebook page, the flood of Minnesotans, of good, you know, mild-mannered, passive-aggressive Minnesotans came out of their shell just firing, and they let the New York Times have it, saying, you know, I've lived in Minnesota for decades. I've never heard of this, let alone ever tasted a grape salad. You know, you could have picked anything. You could have picked tater tot hot dish, for goodness sakes. You could have picked anything else. Grape salad. What is grape salad?
Oh, right. What is grape salad?
Yeah.
So the recipe that they have here, I mean, this sounds like something that you might throw together, you know, in college if you've got a couple of things in the refrigerator. it calls for 2 pounds of seedless grapes,
okay.
2 cups of sour cream, mm-hmm. 1 cup of brown sugar, and then if you want to get fancy, you could put some toasted pecans on it. And that's about it. You basically throw it all into a bowl, you mix it together, you put it in the refrigerator for a while, and then you're supposed to take it out and then serve it at room temperature, from what I understand.
Because nothing says Thanksgiving like
grape salad with sour cream.
Yeah. So, and again, the social media backlash has just been fierce, and this kind of spawned the Grapegate hashtag.
Hashtag Grapegate.
Yeah, because you can't have a controversy these days without throwing the name Gates after it. So we've got Grapegate now. And, you know, I was reading the New York Times' Facebook page before I came on here, and all the comments on this has to be my absolute favorite. So, and the New York Times said, you know, I've got the quote here. The editor of this, David Tanis, says this grape salad, which falls into the same category of old-fashioned party dishes such as molded jello salad, comes from a Minnesota-born heiress who tells me that it was always part of her holiday buffet. So we've got this comment on social media on Facebook who says, people from Minnesota don't go around introducing themselves as heiresses. This should have been a clue that she wasn't representative of our great state. Now, if she said that she was a dairy princess, mm-hmm. that would have given her some credibility.
All right. Well, unrest on the streets of Lake Wobegon, I'm sure. Well, you can call in now. What food represents your state, Wisconsin, or one of our neighbors on Thanksgiving? What is unique? What is distinctive as Thanksgiving dishes go for our state? 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We'll go to Douglas in Sparta now. Douglas, hi.
Hey, I was thinking cheese, sausage, and crackers would be pretty Wisconsin dish.
Yeah, I have been to many family Thanksgiving things in Wisconsin that have started. That's what you have out for the snacks beforehand, right? Not necessarily the meal itself, Douglas.
Absolutely.
Okay, it wouldn't be Thanksgiving without that.
No, absolutely not.
And have you ever had grape salad?
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it, okay. Well,
I've had some fruit salad that had grapes in it, but nobody ever called it grape salad.
All right, Douglas, thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234.
You know, and I like that suggestion because I could actually see that on the Thanksgiving spread. Some of the other selections, you know, for this feature article, you know, they've been getting some backlash in a lot of states. I think Maine had, like, lobster mac and cheese, which actually sounds pretty good, but I couldn't imagine, you know, seeing that on a Thanksgiving table. I wouldn't be opposed to seeing that on the Thanksgiving table. Just doesn't seem like, you know, a dish that would work very well. And I believe another state got glazed bacon that may have been Pennsylvania.
Glazed bacon.
What? Eat that anyway.
I would certainly eat that. But again, you know, maybe not a great Thanksgiving selection. Mm. But the cheese and the sausage and the crackers, that sounds perfect for the states.
All right, let's go to another caller now. Dave joins us in Pittsville. Hi, Dave.
Hello. I have a family over in the Twin Cities area, and I have a suggestion for them, particularly those who are Viking fans, and for their Thanksgiving dinner, they could finish it off with some humble pie.
I had a feeling we were going to go there with the Vikings reference. Is a humble pie very tasty, huh? And what about, Dave, have you ever heard of grape salad or had this grape salad we're
never,
talking about?
Never. But humble pie with cranberries would be excellent.
Delicious. Thanks, Dave.
All right, thanks, Dave.
I like how you threw the cranberries in there. Let's put the Wisconsin state fruit on the humble pie. Just to, you know, rub it in just a little bit more.
Why stop there? Why not cheese and sausage on the humble
pie?
There
you go.
All right, back to our callers. We've got Andrew on the line now in La Crosse. Andrew, hi there.
Hello. Cranberry fluff. I can't believe they didn't go for that one in Wisconsin.
Cranberry froth. And our producer, Cynthia Schuster, said fruit froth. Now, what is froth?
Fluff.
Oh, she said fluff. Okay, so what's cranberry froth then? I don't know this one.
You just take cranberries, mix them up with some whipped cream, and throw in a few marshmallows.
That sounds yummy.
It's fluff. I don't know why I keep saying froth.
You're inventing a new thing.
That sounds good, though. I'd eat that.
I would eat that,
I have
too.
Not, but I would.
I like anything with marshmallows and the word fluff in it.
I'm going to come over for Rob's frothy Thanksgiving.
So, Chris, before we go back to a caller, what do you need to see on the table on Thanksgiving in Wisconsin?
You know, one dish that I saw on the list that didn't make it for Wisconsin or Minnesota was a green bean casserole. Oh. And I know that's one that my parents have made a lot in the past, and that's one that I always look forward to. And I think, you know, there's some variation that has copious amounts of cheese in it. So, I mean, the combination of those two things is just fantastic.
Right. We had a listener on the Facebook page who shared that and said it had to be topped with the Funyun onions on top.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I've ever had it like that.
A little bit of crunch. Yeah. All right, let's take another caller here. Bobby joins us in La Crescent, Minnesota. Hi, Bobby.
Hi.
So what do you think about this grape salad thing?
Oh, it's ridiculous. We've been watching the news about it, and you're right. It is. People are outraged at the thought that would represent Minnesota.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, but, you know, coming from New York, I guess people in New York may think that's okay. I don't know. But, no, people here, nobody that I know of knows what grape salad is. So,
okay.
Anyway, but I grew up in Wisconsin. I live in Minnesota now, and growing up, and currently it would not be Thanksgiving at our house without lefse.
Oh,
lefse. So how do you top it? Do you just butter it up, or do you put some butter and sugar on it at Thanksgiving?
Some people do. My kids like cinnamon and sugar on it. We like I just like butter on it. At Christmas time, we grew up with this, but we don't serve it very often. We ate it with lutefisk too, the cod soaked in lye.
So you're leaning toward the Norwegian with all of this, huh?
That's right. And you know, Wisconsin and Minnesota have both have strong Scandinavian heritages. So I think that that's a reason why it may be true that that's I wouldn't call it a staple, but something very commonly. It's a treat that seems to surface during the holidays anyway.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Bobby. Bobby has never heard of grape salad, but she's going toward the lefse.
Well, and she brought up something there, too, that I think kind of gets at the broader frustration that people are expressing with the story. You know, we're having a good time talking about it, but I think there is some frustration from some people here in the Midwest that maybe when, you know, these highfalutin media sources on the coast try to describe the Midwest, I mean, maybe they think that a dish like grape salad, it kind of reinforces some of those stereotypes. I always think about, there's an episode of How I Met Your Mother when one of the characters brings his fiance to Minnesota and they're making this salad that's like mayonnaise and candy and potato chips all in one. So, I mean, it's kind of there. So I think there is some frustration there. You know, we are having some fun with this, but I do think there is some frustration that, you know, hey, the Midwest isn't flyover country. We really love living here and we've got a lot to offer.
And Chris, real quick, any chance you'll make this grape salad just to say you've tried it?
I might have to try it. I know my Minnesota girlfriend would love it.
Well, Chris, thanks a lot for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
That was Central Time producer Chris Molina, and you can continue the conversation on the Central Time Facebook page.